News headlines have been full of ISIS and San Bernardino and Trump lately, and that's pushed some other stories off the radar, like the protests over racial issues at American colleges. Remember? They flared last month at the University of Missouri and spread to other campuses around the country. Sarah Birnbaum is an American reporter living in Cape Town, South Africa, and at first she didn't think people there were paying much attention to campus protests in the U.S.
After all, South Africa has its own student protests to worry about, and there's been next to nothing in the South African press about Mizzou or Yale or Amherst or Princeton. I was wrong. Benamile Zwane is a student at the University of Cape Town, and for more than a year, she's been following the Twitter accounts of two Black Lives Matter activists in the U.S., Duray McKesson and Jonetta Elzey. When they started tweeting about Mizzou, it popped up in Bena's Twitter feed.
And I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Bena says she was struck by the parallels with her own situation.
I was a student participating and experiencing a student movement, and it was very interesting to see another movement, you know, that had some similarities in that it was campus-based, it was talking about an institutional culture of racism, also arise in a completely different part of the world.
Since March, Bena has been protesting the failure of South African universities to, quote, decolonize. She says even though her university has been open to Black students since the fall of apartheid in the 90s, the curriculum and the complexion of the faculty have barely changed. South Africa's 80% Black, but only 14% of senior faculty throughout the country are Black. These days, Bena says it's rare to see overt racism, though it happens.
You get called a slur, or people sing a song that's very derogatory and you can point to it and say that that's racism.
She says, like in the U.S., the bigger problem on her campus is microaggression, the more subtle slights and jabs.
Things like being in a lecture theater and not being the hand that gets pointed at. The voices that are allowed to speak and are sort of validated are white male voices, and that happens a lot because, you know, our lecturers are predominantly white males.
Bena says the university administration has been urging patience.
I think part of the huge conversation here about race is it's only been, you know, 21 years since 1994 happened, since you have a new democracy where we're not dealing with segregation and people are supposed to be equal, so you can't expect race to go away.
But Bena says the protests at the University of Missouri showed her the flaw in that line of thinking.
So having someone in a context where, you know, the first students of color that were led on to the university were in 1950 still say we experience overt racism on this campus really highlighted why the sort of, it's only 20 years, you really shouldn't be trying to find a non-racial community yet, was so important. It sort of validated the argument that, well, maybe we should start now so it doesn't last for however many more years.
Last week, I sat down with a couple of other UCT student activists in the lobby of their dorm to talk about Princeton University. Students there have been demanding the removal of Woodrow Wilson's name from campus buildings and institutes. President Wilson proposed the League of Nations, but he was also a vocal advocate for segregation and the Ku Klux Klan. Zanelle Kabane says it reminds her of what happened here at her university. In April, students toppled a statue of Cecil Rhodes, the 19th century British colonialist and a main architect of segregation in South Africa.
It's very interesting how we can come from different places around the world and have different stories, but being a student at a university, our problems can still be quite similar. There's a kind of a common thread.
Students, specifically Black students, are tired everywhere in the world.
This is Nico Nomiani.
We've taken so much from the government, we've taken so much from management, and it has come to this point where we just sort of tied in one change.
Nico says at least now, university and government officials in both the U.S. and South Africa are finally paying attention. For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Cape Town, South Africa.